Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Tesla Motors says it's gratified by a state Supreme Court ruling that upholds its right not to use car dealers to sell its high-end electric cars. But Massachusetts auto dealers say they may keep fighting Tesla's sales model in which the company sells directly to consumers. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports.
Herb Connolly Chevrolet and other auto dealers sued to stop Tesla from selling from its store in the Natick Mall. They argued Tesla should have to sell through a dealership. But the Supreme Judicial Court disagreed, ruling that dealers have no standing under state law to tell Tesla how to sell its high-end electric cars. The Massachusetts State Automobile Dealers Association says it's disappointed with the ruling. Executive Vice President Robert Okanevsky accuses Tesla of monopolizing sales.
The consumer looking to buy a particular Tesla is not in a situation of negotiating a price, is not in the situation of playing one dealer off the other, trying to get a price that is below that which is offered up to them on the sticker.
But Tesla says auto dealers are trying to get a cut from the company's very small but growing business. Todd Marin is Tesla's lead attorney in the legal challenge.
When I first met Mr. Okanevsky in court in Dedham, he handed me his card and said, when this is all over, you can give me a call and I'll connect you with dealers who you should sell through.
Marin says the company is gratified by the court ruling and is glad to get on with business. The Silicon Valley carmaker has just two models that cost several times the average price of a car. Marin says Massachusetts is a key market for Tesla.
Brand for brand, product against product, we are essentially battling for the right to compete against these dealers.
But the State Auto Dealers Association says it's still reviewing what the justices said, and it's considering its next step. One option is to go to state lawmakers to change the law to require Tesla to sell through dealers. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.